Well, hello guys, now here's an ex-beauty queen of Ecuador. That was in 2022, by the look of it. And of course she had, apparently, millions of followers, which she kept them up to date what she was doing and where she was going. Now, she was at a restaurant in Ecuador, and she was having a meal, and she thought she'd show her fans what she was having to eat. Well, I guess it's a meal that's only served at a few restaurants in the area. Maybe only one, in fact. Because it wasn't long before two men arrived. One guarded the door, and the other one gunned the femon down. Then she died at the scene. And the police found out later that it was a hit. And they found out where she was by her post of her food she was eating, which gave her location away. Have you ever noticed in all these sort of situations where a femon is killed, she's just the innocent person there? And it'll be a bad man that's done this. A jealous, controlling man. If he can't have her, nobody can, you know. Actually, apparently this femon was sleeping with a cartel boss who was violently killed in prison, who was married. And it's suspected that his wife ordered the hit because she knew her husband was having an affair with this femon. And we know femons go to extra lengths for revenge. Most of the time in situations like this, the femon is never innocent. She's done something, betrayed someone. But they never really mention that in the stories, do they? But this one, they have no choice. Like most of the time when femons are in trouble or getting themselves into trouble, they've caused the situation themselves. This one didn't have a happy ending. Sure, males were used as the tool here, but femons created the situation. And it's my experience through my life that femons are never the innocent bystander. It is a waste of a young life, only 23 years of age. Unfortunately, actions do have consequences. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. Take it easy.